Well, this week on the program, we're hearing about rural China. Roughly two-thirds of China's population is born in rural areas, but more and more of those people are moving to the cities to look for work. It's estimated that 200 million farmers have left their families and fields to make a living in China's booming cities. That's been described as the biggest internal migration in the history of the world. NPR's Louisa Lim has this profile of one migrant laborer.
Wu Dexiu starts up her moped to go to work, weaving fearlessly through the traffic on Shanghai's busy streets. She and her husband left their tiny village 9 years ago to make money in the city, leaving their two daughters behind with the grandparents. 40-year-old Mrs. Wu cleans houses for a living. Despite spending almost a decade in the city, her open face and unguarded smile still reveal her farming background. I like this job, she says. My clients trust me, and it's much easier than farming. Her income in the city is more than $6,000 a year, five times more than she'd earn in the countryside. Mrs. Wu's cleaned several homes already today. It's 7 o'clock at night, and she still has one more to do. But she isn't afraid of hard work. I don't mind working a bit harder to earn money, she says. I want my children to have whatever city children have. I'll buy them whatever they ask for. I haven't yet bought them MP3 players, mobile phones or a computer, but I want to. A few days later, the May holiday is approaching and it's time for a trip home. It's a five-hour drive to her village in Anhui province in central China. And the closer we get, the smaller and bumpier the roads become. It's a journey Mrs. Wu makes three times a year. Even so, she's taken aback by the pace of change. We've been away for so long, we don't recognize anything anymore, she says, as we drive through the local town. When we reach Tang Jiazui village, we head straight to the family home. It's a two-story white-tiled house. Building it put the family in debt for years, one reason for the move to the city. Inside the kitchen, a huge meal is being prepared. This homecoming is a special moment. Where are your false teeth? Mrs. Wu asks her mother-in-law, Wang Jinan. I bought them for her, she tells me, but she doesn't like wearing them, as they're not very comfortable. 72-year-old Mrs. Wang and her husband have been looking after their grandchildren for the past 9 years. It's a common arrangement here. Almost half the village has gone to the cities to find work. We miss them, but if they don't go away, there's no money, they say. The family wouldn't have enough to live on or for the children's education. Excited to be back, Mrs. Wu takes us to see her rice paddies. They're farmed by her father-in-law, who still does the back-breaking rice planting every year. With his children working in the cities, he has little choice but to carry on. He goes out to pull up vegetables for lunch. As we pick our way through the fields, Mrs. Wu looks like the urban sophisticate. Here, her all-black outfit and high heels are meant to show just how far she's come from her countryside roots. Her daughters, De Yun and Shan Shan, aged 14 and 19, are proud of her. But they remember how difficult it was when she first left home. We cried. We were very sad, they say. We didn't want her to go. She didn't try to explain it. She just left. Hard at work in the kitchen is Mrs. Wu's sister-in-law, Tang Qifeng. She's conjuring up a feast with dishes of home-cured pork, bamboo shoots collected from the hillside, homegrown cabbage, eggs from the family's hens, and baby crawfish caught in the paddy fields. At 48 years old, she's never left the village. She's envious of those who do go to the cities. When I ask her why she stayed behind, a tear wells up in the corner of her eye. I had to look after three younger sisters and one younger brother, she says. From the age of 12, I stayed at home to cook and care for them. The family finally sits down to eat, the mother-in-law putting in her false teeth. Apart from the father-in-law, everyone at the table is female. The absent men are either working the fields or off in the cities, building the new China. Today's happiness masks months of hard toil and separation. The countryside is becoming a place for the very old or the very young. And no one at this table wants their children to grow up to be farmers. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Tangjiazui Village in Anhui Province, China.